you might need. For example, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All right, as we come out here to beautiful Buda, Texas, we are ready for some playoff baseball. And woo-wee, let me tell you, it smells like baseball, and it feels like a baseball playoff atmosphere, don't it, Tommy?
Oh, no doubt about it, Avi. And I tell you what, there's nothing better and having a baseball game in the Hill Country. I love it.
You know, you keep raving about this Hill Country, and I'm starting to see exactly what you mean. We got beautiful trees out behind an outfield and beautiful trees behind us. Seems like we're just surrounded by beautiful wilderness out here in the Hill Country. Just to paint the picture for everybody that this is a beautiful stadium as well. Nice turf grass, and I mean, you could not ask for a better venue. The folks here at Hayes High School have been extremely nice to us, very hospitable, and I just know that we're in for a treat today with these two teams going against each other. Today we have the Harper Longhorns against the Burton Panthers in a playoff, a UIL playoff matchup, and you couldn't ask for a tighter matchup, really, because both teams come into the season 17-9 in the regular season. And for Burton, really a team that did not end the year like they would want with on three straight losses, have gotten off to a tremendous start to these playoffs with two shutout blowout losses, one 8-0 and one 11-0.
Oh, no doubt about it. What they're doing is they're starting to get in that mode where you want to be toward the end of the season. They ended the season on a little bit of a sour note, but now you get back and you're starting to move forward again, and now is when you want to start playing your best baseball.
Yes, sir. You know, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish when it comes to sports and the playoffs, and baseball is no different. This is a Burton team that has done exactly that and start off hot to these playoffs so far. And, you know, against this Harper team, they got some big kids out there. Looks like they got some power. And they are also ready. As far as the records go, you know, they both, Harper was 8-4 in their district. We were, Burton was 9-4 in their district, so it couldn't get closer there. The biggest key difference I see is that Burton had a much better home record than the Harper Longhorns did. And Burton, the key thing that I see with their record going into a game on a neutral site is that neutral site record on the year. 3-0 at neutral sites on the year for the regular season. So here's to hoping that they can duplicate some of that success here in the playoffs, because, you know, there's a lot of neutral site matchups in the playoffs.
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's going to be very interesting, you know, to see how they handle this artificial surface. And, you know, beginning to see more and more of it. What we're going to have to do in Brenham, we're going to have to start thinking about getting with the program, and we're going to have to build a new baseball field somewhere.
Yes, sir. From what I hear, that is a bit of a touchy subject with the amount of tradition in Fireman's Park. You have a lot of people that want to keep that dirt out there, but you know, that's a conversation for another time.
You heard what I said. I said build a brand new field.
Oh,
I didn't say turf.
Oh,
Fireman's
man.
Park. No. It's I've got the ideal location, and if anybody wants to talk to me, I've talked to several of the baseball fans of Brenham about it, but there's an ideal location to go with it. You just got to get the funds to do it.
Yes, sir. And now coming back here to Hayes High School, where they, like Tommy just mentioned, have a all-turf field. Like they mentioned, that is bring its own challenges. Like anything in life, there is pros and cons. The pros are that if it does rain, it's going to drain really nicely, and you won't get any of those weird hops caused by the divots in the dirt. But it's a lot slicker of a playing surface, so that's something to keep an eye out for. That'll be our first part of the pregame, and we'll be back for some more pregame after 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Sendero ArborCare is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero ArborCare, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero ArborCare today for the health of your trees and property.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank. Local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, back here to Hayes ISD baseball field where the Burton Panthers are taking on the Harper Longhorns. And as we mentioned before the break, is that these teams are not separated by much on paper. Identical records on the overall record and almost identical in every other category. The biggest thing I think to look out for here today, Tommy, a big key is going to be the fact that the Burton Panthers had two games on Saturday where they were able to sweep the Big Sandy Wildcats. And from there, it was a really 1.5 games because they had to resume the game from Thursday. And big different story here for the Harper Longhorns where they had to play three games on Saturday. And you have to wonder mentally, physically, are these boys going to be more tired than the Burton Panthers due to that? So just something to keep an eye out for. And how do you think that'll affect this matchup today, Tom?
You know what, me personally, I don't feel as though that's going to make any difference. You know, we've had enough time for these young men to get rested up. They probably all slept late Sunday morning and instead of being in church or Sunday school. But, you know, they had three good, well, according to the way the weather was around Brenham Monday and Tuesday, I think everybody had a little bit of a difficult time trying to get in practice time and all of that. But last week is last week. It's going to be a new ball game and we'll see what's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach Taylor, that's exactly how he's going to prepare these boys for this game. It's every round, you start over, 0-0, and it's the same ball game for everybody. We all have to play in the same weather and same conditions. Just something to keep an eye out for with them playing three and us playing two. But on to this week, and a big matchup and key for this game, like any game when it comes to the playoffs, it's all going to come down to those plays of inches. You know, it becomes a game of inches when you get to the playoff, and then it becomes that much tighter as you get deeper into the playoffs. So the biggest key for both teams is going to be those errors and those close plays. Who can have a bounce go their way or not? And that's going to be, I believe, a key deciding factor today for both these teams.
No doubt about it. Playoff history is built on, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes and plays good, solid baseball. You get good defense, you get good pitching, you're going to definitely be in the ball game, and you're leaning up into that 70-80% chance that you're going to win that ball game with good pitching and good defense, because you can always find a way to do a little bit here and a little bit there to get a couple of runs.
Yes, sir. So as we get ready here at the Hayes ISD baseball field, that's going to be our pregame analysis for the game. We're going to be back after a word from our sponsors with the starting lineups for both teams, so stick around.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
All right, back here to beautiful Buda, Texas, where we're getting prepared for the Burton Panthers against the Harper Longhorns in a highly touted UIL playoff matchup to see who goes on to the third round of the baseball playoffs for the state of Texas. And, Tommy, we got ourselves a matchup today, but first, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the weather we got today, because while it looks great now, we got a couple clouds in the sky, it is a bit windy with a crosswind coming from right field, looks like over to third base. We have a possible chance of light rain, 55% chance starting at 5 p.m., but that will die down to 15% at 7. So we should be able to get through these ball games no problem. At the moment, it is 79 degrees, partly cloudy. And as far as the wind goes, it's got some wind, but it's not terrible. A steady 13-mile-an-hour wind with gusts reaching 19 miles per hour. Shouldn't be anything to affect the ball too much, so not something huge to keep an eye on, but nevertheless, anything in the atmosphere can affect the ball game.
There's no doubt about it. But this is going to be really an interesting matchup. Number one, I don't know where these teams played last week, but it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this this artificial surface. The other thing is, looking at that wind, we'll watch how these players adjust to that. I don't think we're going to see too many long balls today. I just don't see that in the picture. But, hopefully the rain does hold off because we do have a doubleheader, so we don't want to be playing at midnight, too.
Not again, that's for sure. The Brenham Cubs game did last until midnight, so we'll be looking to avoid that, but excited nonetheless, no matter what this game holds in store for us. Again, a matchup that should be a good one. Now it's time to get to the starting lineups for these two teams, and we got ourselves a matchup here. So starting with the Harper Longhorn baseball team, it's going to be batting and leadoff is number 24, Drew Chandler, the catcher, followed by number 2, Bryson Denton, who will be playing in second base. Third will be number 21, Braden Lake, the pitcher on the mound for the Harper Longhorns. Batting cleanup is going to be number 10, Connor Malden. He will be in left field today. Number 23 will follow him up, Blaine Craig, third baseman for the Harper Longhorns, followed by number 18, William Spate in shortstop. Batting seventh will be number 15, Jalen Wilson in center field, followed by number 17, Jax Bounds, designated hitter for the Harper Longhorns. And number one, Ethan Ballard will round up the lineup, and he'll be in right field today with J.C. Smith over in first base, number 4, and he will not be batting. And the reserves, we have Dusty Tatch, Jackson Hintz, Damian Suarez, Garrett Resman, Chase Hawkins, Tate Garrett, Mario Hernandez, Kalen Bernhard, Brogan Ocker, Bentley Hernandez, Keith Wisdom, and Travis Warman. And now time for the Burton Panthers starting lineup. And for the Burton Panthers, for the reserves, it's going to be number one, Cooper Lyles. Number two, Eli Simon. Number seven, Mark Odom. Number 15, Archer Fuller. Number 19, Aston Fuller. Number 20, Caleb Dossman. Number 21, Coy Garles. Looks like Garles. And starting off with the starting lineup now, it's going to be leading things off. Tyler Witt on the mound and leading things off at the batter position. Number 11 for the Burton Panthers. Followed by number 4, Logan Tosta, who will be in second base. Number 3, Ryder Biggs follows him up at shortstop. And batting cleanup is going to be number 8, Ruben Rodriguez in center field. After that will be number 14, Eli Yeager in first base. Then number 13, Braden Martin in the catcher position. Followed by number 12, Brady Griffin in right field. Number 18, Houston Hody in third base. And number 16, Isaac Modest will be the designated hitter for the Burton Panthers. And of course, in the dugout, we have Coach Thaler and his staff ready to lead these boys to a playoff game and hopefully a victory for the Burton Panthers for the third time in a row. And we'll be back with some more pregame and the national anthem after 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
K&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing, call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Today, area baseball game, playoff baseball game, between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns.
All right, as we're back here at Hayes ISD, we'll let the announcers make the announcement.
Starting off with the visiting Burton Panthers lineup. Leading off, number 11, pitcher Tyler Witt.
Right after these lineups.
Playing second base, number 4, Logan Tosta. At shortstop, number 3, Ryder Biggs. Center fielder, number 8, Ruben Rodriguez. Playing first base, number 14, Eli Yeager. And catching, number 13, Braden Martin. In right field, number 12, Brady Griffin. Third base, number 18, Houston Hody. And DH'ing today for the Panthers, number 16, Isaac Matthias. Now for the home team, the Harper Longhorns.
It's time for the lineups.
Catching, number 24, Drew Chandler. At second base, number 2, Bryson Denton. Pitching today, number 21, Braden Lake. In left field, number 10, Connor Malden. Third base, number 23, Blaine Craig. Shortstop, number 18, William Spate. Center fielder, number 15, Jalen Wilson. DHing, number 17, Jax Bounds. Playing first base, J.C. Smith. In right field, number 1, Ethan Ballard.
And that's going to be the lineup for the...
We'll all rise for our national anthem. Please remove your caps.
Remove your hats for the national anthem so we can get...
Let's play ball.
Yeah, you heard the announcer there. It's time to play ball. Now that we got the most important part of any ceremonious sports game in the United States is after that glorious national anthem, it's time for us to play some baseball. And the UIL playoffs will be back after a quick 90 seconds from our sponsors. Stay tuned for the first pitch.
Hello.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, back here to Hayes ISD Baseball Field, where we're back right on time for the first pitch. The Harper Longhorns have gotten their chance to warm up their pitcher, and it will be the Burton Panthers leading off with, of course, Tyler Witt. So we're going to start this game off with a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup, and that's going to be Tyler Witt against Braden Lake, righty-on-righty pitcher matchup between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns. Oh, I apologize.
Lefty.
Braden Lake is a lefty out there. So lefty Braden Lake against righty Tyler Witt batting. And Tyler Witt's going to put this one into center field, but just a little too deep into center field. That's going to be on the first pitch, the first out of the game, as the Tyler Witt flies out into center field, and that's going to be Jalen Wilson making the catch. And to follow up, Tyler Witt is going to be Logan Tosta, second baseman, right-handed hitter for the Burton Panthers.
Tell you what, Witt hit that ball on the nose, but center fielder playing it all the way makes the easy catch.
Good positioning there. And he's Tosta's going to take the first one up high for a ball, 1-0. Second pitch is going to be outside this time, 2-0. And here's the third pitch to Tosta. He's going to pop this one up, and it's going to be into shallow left field. The shortstop is going to get called off by the left fielder, Connor Maldon, who comes up and makes the catch. And that's going to be the second out quickly here against the Burton Panthers. So,
I'll tell you what, a little surprise there, 2-0 count. But Tosta went for a pitch. It was right in his zone. Shortstop going back. Great job by the left fielder coming in to call off the shortstop.
And that's going to bring up Ryder Biggs, the right-handed batter for the Burton Panther. He's going to pop this one directly backwards. Looks like it's going to get right over the netting there. And sorry for the stuttering there. It's just I wasn't paying attention, and that one
neither was I.
That one landed right next to us, almost took us out there.
That one was close. It was real close.
So with that close call, it'll be 0-1 here. And he's going to put a chopper over to third base. A good job by the third baseman there, Blaine Craig, as he's able to cut it off and send it over to J.C. Smith for the first out, the third out of the inning, retiring this Burton side. So to lead things off at the top of the first, the Burton Panthers are going to go scoreless, and we'll be back with the Longhorns up to bat in the bottom of the first inning after this word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilghman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilghman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
As we get ready for the bottom of the first inning here for this playoff matchup between the Harper Longhorns and the Burton Panthers, it was unfortunately a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers to start things off here. A good start there for the Harper Longhorns. I'm sure they'll be looking to build on that offensively here. And while we wait for them to take their home plate,
starting it off for the Longhorns,
don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2025 State Baseball Championship, taking place June 5th through June 7th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And to lead things off here for the Harper Longhorns is going to be number 24, Drew Chandler, right-handed batter.
Hit by the pitch.
Against Tyler Witt, the right-handed pitcher. And like you just said, Tommy, he looks like it barely caught him there, but hit by pitch is hit by pitch. And that's going to be that's going to have him reach first for the leadoff.
Okay, we have a courtesy runner. That'll be number 8. Courtesy which will be Chase Hawkins, courtesy runner for the catcher.
So with Chase Hawkins on first pitch running for Drew Chandler, we're going to have Bryson Denton up to bat, number 2 right-handed batter for the Longhorns. And Tyler Witt is a pitcher that has had a great year. So let's see how he leads this one. Starts this one off after, of course, a disappointing start there. Looks like a pitch just got away from him and hit the batter. And the first one is going to be fouled to the left on a bunt attempt, 0-1. So Bryson Denton here to bat with the 0-1 pitch. Here it is from Tyler Witt, and he's going to leave this one just a hair downstairs, and that's going to be 1-1 to even up the count. And as we get that pitch in, we're starting to get a couple drops of rain.
Yeah, we did feel it.
Nothing to worry about just yet. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one's going to be fouled to the right side off a bunt attempt, 1-2. So we've seen now twice a little bit of how this game is going to maybe go for the Harper Longhorns. They're going to look to get somebody on base and play some small ball with some bunt attempts.
Yes, that would be the to me, getting that first run on the board is key to either team.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he's going to reach on a pitch outside, chase that one going outside all the way, and that's going to be a strikeout for Tyler Witt. He's going to get to work here early and often. That's going to be his first strikeout, and that one's going to have Bryson Denton go down swinging and bring up number 21, Braden Lake, left-handed batter for the Harper Longhorns here, and that's a left-handed batter against the righty Tyler Witt, and this is a pitcher-on-pitcher batting situation here. So here's the pitch from Tyler Witt.
Ooh, and pretty pitch. Caught like that outside corner.
He caught that knee-high outside corner beautifully in 0-1 here. It's a little bit more of what we're used to from Tyler Witt there.
Tyler Witt does have a lively fastball.
0-1, and this is going to be driven into left field, but going to stay foul. And that's going to bring it 0-2. So Tyler Witt gets away from him there. Looks like Braden Lake got there a little late on that one and put it left. And instead of a base hit that advances the runner, we're going to see an 0-2. So Tyler Witt dodges one there and now is well ahead of the count at 0-2 with one out. Does have a runner on first, though. And here's the 0-2 pitch, and this was going to be a hopper right to shortstop, who's able to step on the bag, get it over to first, and the throw to first not in time, but it is an out over at second base. So that's going to go down as a fielder's choice for Braden Lake to reach first. And a good place there by Ryder Biggs there. He chose to take the safe route, not flip it over to the second baseman, Tolkien Tosta. Steps on the bag, tries to get the throw over to first. Just a hair too late on the throw, but better safe than sorry with those kind of plays.
That was really a great play there by Witt at short. I mean, Biggs at short. Just did an excellent job. Get the sure out.
And that's going to bring up number 10, right-handed batter Connor Malden for the Longhorns, and first one's going to be a hair outside, according to the umpire, 1-0. So with the 1-0 pitch, here it is to Connor Malden, and a swing and a miss there by Malden with the fastball from Tyler Witt upstairs. And you mentioned it already, Tommy. He's got some mustard on his fastball.
He definitely has a lively fastball.
1-1, and this was going to be fouled right side over the netting, making 1-2. So Tyler Witt getting ahead of the count here, 1-2 with two outs. Still a runner on first after the play at second. That's Braden Lake, the pitcher, at first. And Tyler Witt looking to strand him there here. And here's the 1-2 pitch. And trying to catch that knee-high outside corner, just left it a hair outside, even up the count at 2. So now with two outs, two balls, two strikes here to Connor Malden.
Tell you what, Tyler Witt and Ryder Biggs are my kind of ball players with those knee-high pants. I love that.
They got a good look to them. And this one's going to be a chopper to Tyler Witt. He's going to come up, grab it. That's going to be a miscommunication between Witt and his catcher. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. That was kind of an awkward bounce there. Connor Malden makes contact. It hits right in front of home plates and bounces straight up. And as Tyler Witt runs up to get it along with catcher Braden Martin, they just didn't communicate properly, and it falls in for a base hit, where if they called each other off, one of them could have made the throw. So nonetheless, that's going to put runners on first and second now for the Longhorns.
Tomorrow, when you read the paper,
and that brings
it could have been off the wall.
And that brings up number 23, Blaine Craig. He's going to chop this one down the left-hand side on third base. 0-1. And what was that, Tommy?
I said tomorrow when you pick up the paper, it will read, it could have went off the wall. A base hit is a base hit.
Always. So 0-1 with two outs and two men on, one in scoring position. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. And that one's going to be right, fouled right side high over the netting to 0-2. And Tyler Witt, it's very similar, very familiar situation for him ahead of the count, 0-2 here. Two outs, runners on first and second. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Tyler Witt, and a swing and a miss there by Blaine Craig. Beautiful fastball by Tyler Witt. Gets it past the batter to retire the side with his second strikeout of the game. And that's going to keep this game scoreless, leaving two stranded for the Harper Longhorns. And that's going to, and we'll be back with the top of the second inning tied 0-0 after this word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we come back here to Buda, this is going to be a rainy game here, looks like, Tommy, as we start to get a little bit more rain onto the field here at Hayes ISD baseball field, and we scramble to cover our equipment. And we have up Ruben Rodriguez up to bat, and he's going to put a chopper down the left side right to the shortstop, who puts a late throw into first base, and that's going to allow Ruben to reach first. So that's going to be a leadoff base hit for the Burton Panthers. Great way to start this one off.
First for Burton.
Tell you what, for a cleanup hitter, Rodriguez gets down that line pretty quick.
Yeah, that was he showed off his wheels on that one, to say the least. So attempted pickoff over at first base. Ruben Rodriguez, great job to get back. Doesn't even have to slide. Just gets in standing up. And that's going to bring up Eli Yeager, left-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And another pickoff attempt, and nothing having there. I think coach over on the Harper Longhorns trying to deter this team from trying any small ball here.
I think it is a really, really good point.
And on that next pitch, he's going to put it in that knee-high outside corner to the lefty Yeager, and that's going to make it 0-1 here in the lefty versus lefty matchup here between Braden Lake and Eli Yeager of the Burton Panthers. That next one's going to be well downstairs, make it 1-1, even up this count. And you can see Braden Lake just keeping an eye on first base, making sure there's not too big of a lead there, because he's had two pickoff attempts already. So 1-1, here it is, and that's another pickoff attempt there. Almost on cue there, Tommy.
You couldn't have said it any better than what you just did. So
He has one eye on home and one eye on
first. It wouldn't surprise me if they do hit and run here.
And that's going to be a chopper down the down to second base, who flips it over.
Oh my goodness!
And that's going to be a double play for the Harper Longhorns. A flip from on a grounder over to the second base position. Bryson Denton able to flip it over to William Spaeth, who throws it over to J.C. Smith right in time for a double play, and you couldn't ask for a better start to this Harper Longhorns for the top of the second inning. That's two outs very quickly here for them.
Tell you what, perfect 4-6-3 double play.
And that's going to bring up Braden Martin, catcher for the Burton Panthers, right-handed batter, and he's going to get caught looking on that inside knee-high corner. And he's going to pop this one up. It looks like it's in left field and too much air under it. That's going to retire the side for the Burton Panthers with a quick three up, three down inning. That's the second one in a row here for the Harper Longhorns, and I'm sure they're excited about that start. So still scoreless here. We'll be back with the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsor, from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham, or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, back here to Hayes ISD, where the weather's starting to take a turn for the worse here. It looks like we have a storm over to the in right field, and it looks like it's making its way toward us as the rain starts to pick up here. But nonetheless, we got a baseball game to play, and that's going to bring up the Harper Longhorns up to bat, particularly with number 18, William Spaeth, up to bat. He's going to take the first one in that knee-high outside corner for a strike, 0-1.
Another really good fastball there by Witt. Oh, two in a row.
Tell you what, he knows where to put that fastball and puts it there in a hurry, 0-2, as we've seen that many a time here from him so far, getting ahead of the count, 0-2. And just like that, that's going to be a three-pitch strikeout for Tyler Witt as he gets the batter to go down swinging, and that's his third strikeout of the game.
Brings up the Longhorn center fielder, number 15,
and up comes number 15, Jalen Wilson, here for the Longhorns, right-handed batter for Harper. That second pitch is going to be outside of the strike zone, 1-1, so evens up the count here to Wilson.
Good-looking pitch there by Witt.
Just missed the strike zone.
I'll leave it to the man in blue.
Up high on this one's going to be 2-1, no doubt about that one. Upstairs for a ball, brings the count to 2-1.
I'm thinking Wilson is a guy we'd love to keep off the base pass.
2-1 with one out. Again, upstairs by Witt, and you see him tap his chest. He says, sorry, catcher, that was on me, as he apologizes. Apologies to Braden Martin, his catcher. Tyler Witt just put that one upstairs. He's looking at the top of the zone of the strike zone. And here's a 3-1 pitch and makes up for it on the very next pitch to fill up the count at 3-2 with a fastball up in that strike zone, 3-2.
Another good lively fastball there by Witt. Bring the count even.
3-2 pick and a swing and a miss there by Wilson as Tyler Witt continues his fantastic day with his fourth strikeout of the game. That's two up, two down here for the Burton Panthers. In the bottom of the second inning, still scoreless. And that's going to bring up number 17, D.H., for the Longhorns, Jax Bounds. First one's going to be in there for a strike as Tyler Witt continues just putting it in the strike zone with some speed. Not getting too fancy with it, just placement and speed here for Tyler Witt. And this one goes a little low as he tries a bit of a changeup there, 2-1. I apologize, that was 1-1, but now with the pitch upstairs, it is 2-1. As Jax Bounds looks to make something happen here for the Harbor Longhorns, still scoreless, and Tyler Witt trying to get out of this inning that way. And a swing and a miss there by Jax Bounds. That one looked like a curveball from Tyler Witt to get him to reach on the pitch outside there, 2-2. And after that 2-2 pitch, Tyler Witt's going to get ready for another 2-2 pitch. Here it is, and that one's going to be fouled down the right side for Bounds to stay alive in this count.
They got just enough of it to stay alive. Count remains 2-2.
So with two outs and nobody on, we got a 2-2 count here against Jax Bounds for Tyler Witt. And another swing and a miss there by Tyler Witt. And that's a three up, three down inning for the Burton Panthers. And not only that, it was three strikeouts to get the three Harper Longhorn batters out. And we'll be back with the top of the third inning with the Burton Panthers up to bat after a word from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, back here for the playoff matchup between the Harper Longhorns and the Burton Panthers. And number 12 up to the bat for the Burton Panthers is Brady Griffin, right-handed batter. And still out there is Braden Lake, lefty pitcher for the Longhorns. And first pitch was a strike. Next one was going to be up high for a ball, 1-1. And here's the third pitch by Brady Griffin. This is going to be fouled back. 1-2. Good job there, Brady Griffin, seeing the pitch, but just got a little under it, and it's going to be fouled directly backwards as he slices that one. So the 1-2 count to lead things off here in the third. Starting to get become a little bit of an ugly ball game here with the weather having to part in it. Here's the pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
And up high, swing and a miss there from Brady Griffin. That's going to be the first out of the inning.
Griffin went for a pitch out of the strike zone.
And believe it or not, that is Braden Lake's first strikeout of the game. And here's Houston Hody for the Burton Panthers. He's going to pop this one up. It's going to go foul territory, left side over the netting, 0-1. So far in this matchup, I think it's safe to say we got ourselves a bit of a pitcher's duel here, Tommy.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Here's second pitch to Houston Hody, and he's going to put this one on a ground ball. It's a shortstop who's able to collect it, shoot it over to first base in time for the out as Houston Hody was on his horse down the line. And that's William Spaeth with the throw over to J.C. Smith in first base for the throw out to Houston Hody on a 4-3. 6-3, I apologize.
Matthias.
So that's the second out of the inning, and up is going to bring up designated hitter for the Burton Panthers, Isaac Modis.
Good job. That's a good Burton, long-time Burton name there.
No, don't mean to correct the announcer, but you know I do have the inside scoop on the names here.
you got the right scoop.
1-0, and he's going to put this one right over the head of the pitcher, and it's going to get past the second baseman, Bryson Denton, and that's going to be a base hit there for Isaac Modis. And you know what? He didn't exactly smoke that ball, but he put it perfectly over the glove of the pitcher, and that's going to be a base hit for Modis.
Tell you what, it's like I said, you look at it reading the paper tomorrow, it could have came off the wall. A nice piece of hitting there by Modis.
Beautiful hit by Modis. All about placement on that one. As he sneaks it past the pitcher and past the second baseman. And the pickoff attempt there by the pitcher is going to allow Modis to get to second base on the wild throw there. Puts it well over the head of the first baseman. And Modis will happily take that base that he was honestly just given there.
I tell you what, the Burton Panthers have a situation here. What they really want, you got your leadoff hitter up there. You got a runner in scoring position. Doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, with two outs here, runner in scoring position at second is Modis, and like you mentioned, Tyler Witt here leading things off, and on the change and on the kind of a breaking ball there by Braden Lake, really off speed, and still left it upstairs.
Yeah, it was a breaking pitch that hung up high.
So here's the 1-0 pitch to Tyler Witt, and that one's going to be up and away, 2-0. So you got to think what that does to his confidence, Braden Lake, that throw getting away from him on the pickoff attempt. So with two outs and a runner on second, here's a 2-0 count. Tyler Witt pitches in and upstairs again. That's three balls in a row. And kind of on cue there, Tommy, you know, he misses the pickoff throw to first and allows the runner to get to second and now just looks a little shaken up on his next three pitches.
Oh,
and he's going to get it right back on track here with the strike there on the upper outside corner, 3-1.
And it could be he's pitching Witt very carefully.
Witt is a good hitter. Just a good all-around ball player. I mean, pitches well, hits well. Shoot, I'm sure if you put him at shortstop, he'd be able to do something.
you never know. He may be at shortstop the next game.
So 3-1 pitch, Tyler Witt with two outs. Here it is, and he's going to put a fly ball out to right field. Outfielders are going to communicate, and up comes the right fielder for the Longhorns, Ethan Ballard, to get the last out of the inning to retire this side. And after the top of the third inning, we're going to remain scoreless here in Hayes ISD with one hitter being left stranded by the Burton Panthers. We'll be back with the bottom of the third inning where the Harper Longhorns are going to be up to bat in a scoreless game after this word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
K&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
All right, back here to Hayes ISD in beautiful Buda, Texas, where looks like we're getting a little lucky here with the weather. Tommy had a little bit of a sprinkle there, but it looks like to be letting up a bit here, but we'll knock on wood about that. And back to the game, it'll be the Harper Longhorns up to bat. First pitch by Tyler Wood's going to be outside, and it's going to be against the righty number one, Ethan Ballard, at the bottom of the lineup. So up to bat will be 9-1-2 for the Longhorns. And first one, like I mentioned, outside for a ball. Next one's going to be in that strike zone, upper part, over the plate, 1-1. So to Ethan Ballard here, the 1-1 pitch, Tyler Witt, and that was going to be fouled off right side, and Tyler Witt's going to find himself ahead of the pitch here, 1-2 as he jumps ahead. That one fouled over the fence, over into the crowd, but over the head, as we had a close call earlier, huh, Tommy?
No doubt about it.
1-2 is going to be fouled back again into the backstop. And
the next fly ball that comes up over the net, my eyes are open, I promise you.
We were keeping our eye on the game, and next thing we know, that one landed 2 feet to our right.
Yeah, there you go.
Missed our head by that much. So here's the 1-2 pitch from Tyler Witt, and that one just a hair outside, according to the umpire. Burton fans are going to disagree with that call, but umpire saw it outside, and that will be the call. Evens up the count at 2 here. So Ethan Ballard, bottom lineup, batting in the 9th position. Right-handed batter for the Longhorns is going to take the next pitch up over the strike zone, 3-2 to fill up the count. Good eye there by Ethan Ballard, that pitch rising all the way. And you have to think, you know, with it getting wet out here, is that if that's having any impact on the pitcher so far. 3-2 pitch, and this is going to be a slow roller to shortstop, who picks it up, and that's Biggs, who gets it over to first, and right in time for the close call. And as you can hear, there are some protests from the Harper Longhorn faithful, but that's going to be a called out by the umpire with a solid throw from Biggs over to Eli Yeager in first pick. And I'll tell you what, Ryder really got up on that one, took his time, didn't hesitate, knew what the amount of time he had, and got it to first right in time. Close call, but got it there.
Very, very close call. That's one for us. We'll take it.
So after the throw out 6-3, it's going to bring us to the back top of the lineup, number 24, Drew Chandler, right-handed batter for the Longhorns. And he's going to take the first one outside for a ball.
Tell you what, and Drew Chandler got a bill for a catcher.
And this is going to be a low and in the strike zone, 1-1. Good job catching that knee-high outside corner from Tyler Witt. That's a 1-1 count, one out, as we're at the top of the lineup. And a swing and a miss there by Chandler is going to put is going to allow Tyler Witt to jump ahead of the count 1-2.
I tell you what, Witt came with curveball and had him way off balance, way ahead in the count, 1-2.
So with that 1-2 pitch, here it is, and that one up and away by Tyler Witt, trying to make him chase one there, but just put it up a little too far up and a little too far out. And the easy read there by Chandler.
Notice Chandler, how he choked up on the bat. He's thinking curveball, and he wants to make sure he gets something on that curveball if he comes with curveball again.
2-2. Oh, and Doug, he gets it and puts it right to second base. But good job there, Logan Tosta, to be right there right in time. Scoops it up, flips it over to Eli Yeager in first. And that's going to be the second out of the inning for the Burton Panthers on what was a pretty routine play there for the Panthers.
Brings up the Longhorn second baseman, number 2, Bryson Denton.
Ground ball over to second base. Able to scoop it up, flip it over to first base, and that's going to be the second out. And going to bring up number 2 for the Harper Longhorns. That's going to be Bryson Denton, right-handed batter. Last time out, did strike out Tyler Witt. Here it is, and that was going to be fouled on the right side. So with two outs on the board, it's going to put a strike on the board for Tyler Witt. 0-1, just needs one more out to get out of this one, keep the game scoreless. And a chopper over to shortstop. Biggs is going to come up, make the catch. He's going to get the throw in time this time, and not this time. Another close play there, but Biggs just a hair late on the throw there, as it was a slow roller to Ryder Biggs in the shortstop position. And
brings up the Harper pitcher, number 21.
That's going to put up Bryson Denton on base, able to reach on that. I wouldn't call it a late throw, but a good run there by Bryson Denton.
No, I tell you what, he never stopped. Denton never stopped running. Ran hard all the way through the bag.
So with two outs, that's going to be a base hit here for the Longhorns. Bring up Braden Lake, the pitcher and left-handed batter for the Longhorns. And sorry for the pause there, as we had another foul ball come our way, and we just got to make sure we pay attention to those, because already had a close call here today. Don't need another one.
Man, when you're sitting outside, it makes a little bit of difference. So, not that we dislike sitting outside. It's just it makes it a little bit. You got to pay a little bit more attention.
That's for sure. Two outs here, 0-1 count to Braden Lake. Man on first. Tyler Witt's going to put the pitch in there, and he's going to leave it outside for a 1-1 count. And Braden Lake, his last time out, did get on base.
He was on a fielder's choice.
Yep, on that failed double play, but he's going to foul this one back again, 1-2. Stays alive in the count. So on first base now, we have Bryson Denton, who honestly got to base on a hustle play there. So Braden Lake looking to not leave his teammates stranded there after the tremendous effort by him. Yeah, but Tyler Witt, I tell you what, there's nothing he'd like more than leave him stranded over there. And this one's going to be, it looks like it came off the handle of the bat, and that one just pops over to first base. Eli Yeager doesn't have to do much except take a couple steps forward and make the catch for the third out of the inning, and that's going to retire the side and keep this game scoreless after three innings. We'll be back at the top of the fourth inning after one runner left stranded here for the Harper Longhorns, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. 0-0.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited.
excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, back here to Hayes ISD, and we have the Burton Panthers leading off the top of the fourth inning with Logan Tosta, right-handed batter, up to bat, and he's going to put this one on a chopper over to third base, and they're going to be able to collect that one, and a throw that really made the first baseman lunge for it, but not too far out and to take him off the bag, and that's going to be the first out for the Harper Longhorns as Blaine Craig made the catch, and as he made the throw, put it well to the left of J.C. Smith, but good job there by J.C. Smith, the first baseman for the Longhorns, make that stretch and get the out.
No doubt about it. Third baseman there caught that slow grounder on the high hop.
And next batter up is going to be Ryder Biggs, and he's going to put a fly ball out to right field, and that's going to be a pretty routine play for that, for Ethan Ballard out in right field for the second out of the inning. And seems like only after two or three pitches we have two outs here for the Harper Longhorns, so not an ideal start for the Burton Panthers. And
not good for Burton, but I tell you what, great for Harper.
And that one's going to be fouled out to the right side. That's number 8, Ruben Rodriguez, hitting the foul ball into the Burton dugout. And, you know, Braden Lake will take that. You know, keep the outs up, and the pitch count low is always an ideal situation.
It. No doubt about it.
So as Ruben Rodriguez gets a word from Coach Thaler over in third base, he's going to jog back over to the batter's box after a little bit of a pointers there from Coach Thaler. Probably just where he wants him to hit it to. And looks like he did exactly what Coach wanted on a line drive down the third base line. But a great play there by Blaine Craig to stand there like a brick wall and catch that line drive that was right to him, hit with plenty of heat. And that's going to be the third out of the inning and retire this Burton Panthers side with a 3-up, 3-down inning for what was really a really quick top of the fourth there. But nonetheless, with nobody getting on and the 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers, great job by the Harper Longhorns to keep this game scoreless. So we'll go into the bottom of the fourth inning, 0-0, after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will caring concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
All All right, here we are back to a beautiful Buda after what was really a very fast top of the fourth inning where the Burton Panthers went three up and three down. And now to lead things off for the Harper Longhorns is going to be number 10, Connor Malden. As he takes the first two balls from Tyler Witt. Good eye there by Malden to watch those go by as he finds himself ahead of the count here, 2-0.
And this is what the Burton Panthers do not want. You do not want to put that. There you go. Came back with strike. You don't want to get that leadoff batter on base.
Definitely not, and especially not by a walk. So good job there by Tyler Witt to get back on track with a pitch that catches that outside knee-high corner. And on the very next pitch, going to put a fastball right past Malden where with a swing and a miss by Malden. That's 2-2. So Tyler Witt found himself behind the count 2-0, but does a great job to fight his way back into it. Now we got ourselves an even count at 2-2. Tyler Witt gives a nod to the catcher. Here's the pitch, and another swing and a miss there by Malden. And you could not fight your way better into an at-bat than what Tyler Witt just did there. Goes down 2-0 on the count and puts three strikes right past Malden for another strikeout on the day for him. And that's going to be the first out of the inning and bring up number 23, Blaine Craig, right-handed batter.
Tyler came back with a curveball and got the hitter to reach.
And on a curveball there, he's going to catch that upper inside corner. 0-1. And again, he's going to catch that corner. 0-2. Tyler Witt now with five strikes in a row. He's got an 0-2 count. Nobody on base. Already one out in this bottom of the fourth. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Tyler Witt, and that one's going to be chopped down the left-hand side for a foul ball there by Blaine Craig, and that's going to keep him alive. It's going to do just enough to keep him alive in the count, 0-2. Pitch, here it is, and that one's going to be high upstairs and outside for Tyler Witt, 1-2, trying to get Craig to chase one there, but good job by Blaine Craig, keeping his composure and not swinging at that one. Let's bring up the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Blaine Craig not able to keep his cool on that one right there as he chases the pitch upstairs, and that's going to be another strikeout for Tyler Witt.
7 for Tyler for the day.
He is absolutely on fire.
Harper shortstop,
and Blaine Craig,
Williams, Spate.
Blaine Craig, after showing such great discipline to stay steady on that up and outside pitch, chases one upstairs for the strikeout, and that's going to bring up William Spaeth, who also struck out his last time out. Here's first pitch from Tyler Witt, and now it's going to be a grounder straight to Logan Tosta in second base, who puts it over to Eli Yeager for the routine play to retire the side. And just like the Burton Panthers went up 3-up, 3-down, so do the Harper Longhorns. So that was a very quick fourth inning, and we'll be back with the top of the fifth in this scoreless affair after a word from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All right, so we come back here for the top of the fifth inning with the Burton Panthers leading things off. Eli Yeager just put a fly ball out to shallow center field, and he was caught out for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Braden Martin for the Panthers, right-handed batter. And here's the first pitch. And that one's going to be upstairs, 1-0 to Braden Martin. And next one, as you hear the cheers there from the Harper crowd, is going to be a strike for Braden Martin. 1-1, even up this count with one out here so far. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Lake.
Ooh.
And that one, a breaking ball that just misses the top of the strike zone. 2-1.
Tell you what, big curveball there. That's a just miss.
2-1 pitch, and this one's going to be a hopper over to third base. And the third baseman able to make the catch. And he keeps making it suspenseful there for his first baseman as Blaine Craig again comes up, makes the catch, shoots it over to his first baseman, J.C. Smith, but puts it to the right of J.C., to the left of J.C. Smith this time, makes him really reach for it. And I'll tell you what, Smith has done a great job of fully extending for those catches to keep these outs outs and not errors.
Smith has done an excellent job over there at first base.
So that's going to bring two outs here, and out comes Brady Griffin for the Panthers, who fouls the first one back into the netting. Here's the second pitch for Brady, and that one's going to be a low and not quite inside, 1-1. So the 1-1 pitch, here it is. And that one low and inside, 2-1. Good job there by Brady Griffin, really looking these balls in and not swinging on anything he doesn't need to swing on. It's great discipline by him. So with two outs, here's a 2-1 pitch, and he's going to get a hold of this one. Line drive out into center field, and that one's going to fall in for a base hit. Great job there by Brady Griffin, laying off until he got a pitch that he liked and took a swing on that one and drops it right into shallow center field for a base hit. So with two outs, that's going to put a runner on first for the Burton Panthers. And up comes number 18, Houston Hody, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And the pickoff attempt by Braden Lake. I was wondering when we were going to see that again. We saw it quite often in the first few innings, but after he had a missed throw to first, looks like they laid off that pickoff attempt for a while.
Quick move there. Ooh.
And on a breaking ball, you could tell Houston Hody on that one, halfway through his swing, wanted to pull that one back, but he was already too far gone.
Just a big curveball. Broke it right on that outside corner.
So that's going to make it 0-1 here to Houston Hody. Here's the pitch. And again on this. And off goes on the wild pitch goes the runner, and the throw is not going to be in time as it takes a one hopper past the shortstop, and that's going to be a extra base. That's
going to
be an extra base for Brady Griffin. And Houston Hody's with two outs and an 0-2 count has a chance with the runner in scoring position to make something happen if he can get a hold of this ball. But Braden Lake not going to make him wait for it as he fakes the pickoff attempt to second. But you got to wonder if Braden Lake is second-guessing himself on those pickoff attempts after his mistake earlier.
Oh.
And instead, he's going to get right to the pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that makes it past Houston Hody. And that's going to be a strikeout as Houston Hody goes down swinging. And that is close to a 3-up, 3-down, but they did get a runner on base, which was Brady Griffin. He gets left stranded on second. And that's going to bring us to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still scoreless out here in Buda between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns, and we'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning, still scoreless, after a word from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, back here to beautiful Buda, Texas, where the Harper Longhorns are ready to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning against the Burton Panthers in their playoff matchup. And so far, we have ourselves a scoreless game as the first pitch by Tyler Witt's going to be up high for a ball to Jalen Wilson, right-handed batter for the Harper Longhorns, and he's going to foul the next one off to the right side up high over the netting. Even up the count at one.
Again, this is the guy we want to keep off the base pass.
1-1, and this is going to be a chopper down the first base line, and a good job there by Eli Yeager to read that
first
bounce and gets on it and steps
down
on the bag, and that's going to be a quick first out for the Burton Panthers. And up next to bat for the Harper Longhorns is going to be number 17, Jax Bounds. Jax Bounds, his last time out, did strike out to Tyler Witt. He is a designated right-handed batter for the Harper Longhorns. He's going to take the first one upstairs. Good eye there by him, seeing it was up and out of the strike zone, 1-0, with the first pitch for a ball by Tyler Witt. And I got to tell you, Jax Bounds did a good job remaining disciplined on that one. So 1-0 count here with one out to him. Here's the pitch, and that one almost in the identical same spot there by Tyler Witt.
Almost pulled the trigger, but held back.
Yep. And I'll tell you, that's one thing about these Longhorn batters that we've seen so far today is they have been very disciplined in, you know, going after pitches that are good pitches to swing at. And he's going to put, and just like that, he gets a pitch in the strike zone, swings on it, and fouls it to the right side. Good job by Tyler Witt, putting enough movement on there to not let him catch it cleanly. So it's going to be 2-1.
Went for that 2-0 pitch.
The 2-1 pitch going to be high and upstairs, 3-1. As Tyler Witt finds himself in a very unfamiliar situation, down 3-1 on the count. You know, it seems like all day we've been seeing him go 0-2, 1-2, 0-2, 0-2, 1-2. And so for him to be 3-1, let's see how he fights back. Last time we saw him in a situation like this, down 2-0 on the count, he did a great job of bouncing back with three strikes in a row for a strikeout. And not this time. He's going to put it up in the strike zone. And number 17, Jax Bounds, is going to get a hold of that one, put a line drive up into left field, where left fielder Matt Raymer is able to cut it off and swing it over to second, to shortstop, but not before Jax Bounds is able to get a base hit there.
Okay, we're going to have a pinch runner. That will be number 5, Jackson Ince.
So that's going to be Ince running for Jax Bounds.
Courtesy runner for Harper, number 5, Jackson Ince.
And out comes Ethan Ballard, right-handed batter for the Longhorns. And, you know, when you put in a pinch runner for your designated hitter, that just tells me he doesn't have much wheels on him.
I think that's a pretty good point. I love that one.
And that one's going to be fouled right side by number 1, Ethan Ballard, on the bunt attempt. So looks like coach for the Harper Longhorns brought in the pinch hunter to try a squeeze attempt here.
Tell you what, it looked like Ballard was more or less trying to drag one.
So 0-1 after the bunt attempt. He's going to try to bunt again. He's going to catch a piece of that one, 0-2. And I got to tell you, Tommy, you know, for a person who loves fundamentals like yourself, you have to be disappointed in these bunt attempts.
No doubt about it. I have yet to see one batter. I'm not being critical. I have to be honest here. If you're going to get that bunt down, you have to get that bat out in front of the plate. And none of these Harper Longhorns have done that today.
0-2 pitch, and that one low for Tyler Witt. That's going to make it 1-2, and a good job there by Ethan Ballard to stay off of that one, not try another bunt attempt. But you're right. I mean, the first step of getting a good bunt attempt down is get that bat out in front of the plate. But 1-2 here to Ballard, and that one's going to be upstairs, and it looks like they're getting away from Tyler Witt a little bit. Not sure he's trying to make him chase one with how high and how low he's putting them from the strike zone.
Yeah, Tyler was ahead 0-2, and now he's brought the count to even at 2-2.
Hate to think we've jinxed him after how well we were talking about him getting in front of the count. So here's the 2-2, and that one's going to be low and outside. And
all right, Tyler, let's...
And I do have to
stay focused here now. You don't want to lose this guy now.
Looks like we have to give Tyler Witt a bit of an apology as we've hit him with a little bit of an announcer's curse there. So now the count 3-2, full count here. Tyler Witt on Ethan Ballard. Here's the pitch, and that one's going to be popped up well high foul territory, and that one looks like it's going to make it to the bleachers. Watch out, everybody. That one's going to fall harmlessly in the bleachers, but definitely cause some folks up into the stands to cover their heads because that one was coming straight for them.
I tell you what, it couldn't have fell in a better place. There were one gentleman and two ladies, and then you skip a seat, and then you're up there with another gentleman, and it fell right in between them. Just perfect.
They got lucky with their seat selections today. So full count again here. Tyler Witt to Ethan Ballard.
Oh, no.
And Tyler Witt's going to leave this one upstairs, and he's going to put his hand on his chest as he looks at his catcher, Braden Martin, because Tyler Witt's going to know that that one just got away from him. He knows he has to do better on a pitch that's on a full count.
That is Tyler's first walk today.
And not surprising with a pitcher of his caliber, but
I think this is a great move here by Coach Thaler. He's going out, going to try to settle his pitcher down, you know. Bounds got that single over the third baseman's head. He went ahead, had Ballard with two bunt attempts, got ahead 0-2, and then throws four straight balls. But I like the move here by Coach Thaler. Great job.
Yeah, just go make sure your pitcher is in the right frame of mind. Settle him down. There's no shot of him pulling his pitcher here. He just wants to have a conversation with him and see how he's doing.
Coach Thaler, you know, he was just explaining. I could see his hand movement, just telling him to settle down, throw strikes. You're just fine.
And it looks like Tyler Witt goes grab his coach, you know, give him some reassurance. I got you, coach, almost what he's telling him there. So now Tyler Witt's going to make his way back to the mound after a short meeting with his coach.
Okay, we're back up at the top of the order now.
With Chandler up to bat.
With Chandler, the catcher.
As Drew Chandler, his last time out, was thrown out 4-3. As the rain has stopped here in Buda, Tyler Witt's going to step off the mound and just get the runner back over to second. Doesn't throw the ball, but just keeping him in check there. Make sure he doesn't have too big of a lead.
The key here is for Burton, make sure you get a sure out at one base for sure.
So with the first pitch of the at-bat, that one's going to be up and outside. And unfortunately for Tyler Witt, that's going to mean that that's his fifth ball in a row.
Just settle down.
So Drew Chandler here, thrown out 4-3 last time out. Right-handed batter for the Longhorns, looking to make something happen. And Tyler Witt's going to get right back on track with a strike that catches that outside knee-high corner of that strike zone with a beautiful fastball there, 1-1.
Good job there, Bob Witt, coming back, bringing the count to 1-1.
So here's the 1-1 pitch.
Oh!
And a swing and a miss there by Chandler is going to make it 1-2, and quickly Tyler Witt's going to jump ahead of the count 1-2. And you have to wonder, just like a basketball player seeing that ball go in the net, you know, seeing that ball go through the strike zone for Tyler Witt, what it does to your confidence.
I'll tell you what, he came back with curveball, broke it down into the dirt, and Chandler went after it all the way and couldn't catch up to it.
So good breaking ball there by Tyler Witt to make it 1-2 to Chandler as Chandler chokes up way up on the back, expecting a curveball here. He gets exactly what he was looking for. Catch by Tyler Witt. He's going to flip it over to third base. And Houston Hody's going to hold off
pitcher
on the
Tyler
throw and
the
keep
third.
That as an two out down. There, the second out of the inning for the Burton Panthers. And good job throwing it to third to make sure that you keep the runners on first and second, not second and third.
I tell you what, a great job there. Okay,
now runner for the Longhorns.
We do have a courtesy
Chase
runner,
Hawkins.
Number eight.
It's going to be Chase Hawkins, number eight for
now
the...
Now batting for Harper, second baseman.
I'll tell you what, that ball kind of took off with Tyler a little bit, kind of faced... Right in the face, but Hody does a good job over there. Get the out at, sure out at third base.
And with that, that's going to bring up number two, Bryson Denton, right-handed batter for the Longhorns.
Denton with a single his last at bat.
Took the words right out of my mouth. He had a single last time out, so wonder if he's going to be able to build on his day with an achievement that has not been easily achieved here against Tyler Witt today.
Came with curveball, broke it way outside, tried to get him to go for a pitch.
Start this off with a 1-0 count. And a swing and a miss there by Denton's going to make it 1-1.
Hey, came back with high fastball there, and Denton just couldn't catch up to it.
So the runners on first and second and two outs in the inning. Tyler Witt needs one more out to get out of this one, keep this game scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning here. And that was going to be a chopper goes foul down the left-hand side and third baseline.
Oh, good play there by Coach.
And
whoa!
As you hear some cheers here from the crowd on the chopper over down the third baseline, goes into the coach's box, and the coach for the Harper Longhorns able to make a fantastic catch there.
I love it. I love it. Did you see him? You know, just nonchalant.
Yeah,
it's okay.
What do you think I'm here for?
That's it. I made the play. I love it.
The 1-2 pitch, here it is, and to Denton, and Denton's going to put a ground ball over to the shortstop, Ryder Biggs, who's able to collect it and flip it over to Logan Tosta to retire the side and keep this game scoreless as we go into the top of the sixth inning. It's still 0-0 here between the Harper Longhorns and the Burton Panthers, and what has been, to say the least, a pitcher's duel and a defensive battle. We'll be back with the top of the sixth inning with the Burton Panthers leading off after a word from our sponsors.
You've always dreamed of building a barn dominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Matias. All right, back here in a beautiful Buda with Isaac Modis up to bat here for the Burton Panthers to lead off the top of the sixth inning, where we have ourselves a scoreless pitcher's duel out in Buda. And on the second pitch after a ball, there's going to be a swing and a miss there by Modis. And Modis's last time out was able to get on base with a nice single over the pitcher's head. And this one's going to be fouled back over the netting. As we keep an eye on it, it's going to make its way harmlessly into the woods back here behind the stadium. 1-2. And just as we were talking about the rain dying down here, it looks like it's picking back up a little bit.
It comes back.
1-2 count over to Modest, and that one's going to be at down underneath the strike zone. 2-2. So on the 2-2, Modest is going to pop one up into left
field.
And a fantastic play there by the Harper Longhorns as left fielder Connor Malden is able to come in and slide for the diving catch. And truly a fantastic defensive play there by the Harper Longhorns on a ball that looked like it was going to drop perfectly into left field for the Burton Panthers. He's able to come and make the diving play to get the first out of the inning.
A web gem there for the Harper Longhorns.
Da-da-da, da-da-da. So the one out, number 11, Tyler Witt, is going to take this one down low for a ball, 1-0. A little pitcher-on-pitcher matchup here.
Tell you what, Tyler's flat out center, flat out to right.
And good job there by Braden Lake, left-handed pitcher for the Harper Longhorns, who catches that knee-high inside corner. And on the next pitch, he's going to put a breaking ball, trying to make Tyler Witt chase one. But good eyes there by Tyler Witt to watch that one go harmlessly into the dirt for a 2-1 count.
I would like to see us go base hit the left field.
Well, let's see if Tyler Witt's going to try for it, but unfortunately it's going to be a big swing and a big miss there by Tyler Witt, 2-2.
Hey, big curveball there.
Where Braden Lake failed to get him to chase one last time, he gets him to chase one this time, but this one Tyler Witt's going to put a hard line drive over to the shortstop position, and a great job there by William Spaeth to take a couple steps to his left and make the catch for the second out of the inning.
I tell you what, Tyler hit the ball right on the nose, just right at the shortstop.
And that's two good defensive plays we've seen by the Harper Longhorn infielders here, and that's going to bring up Logan Tosta, who's going to put a slow roller over to first base, and over comes Braden Lake, the catcher, to make the out, to make the catch for the out at first base. Good hustle there by the pitcher, Braden Lake, as he takes a little bit of a slip there, and that gives you the first look at what we meant about the turf being a slippery surface to play on. And that's going to retire this Burton side with a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Harper Longhorns to keep this game scoreless as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, as we get back here to beautiful Buda, Texas for this playoff matchup between the Harper Longhorns and the Burton Panthers, we're ready for the bottom of the sixth inning where the Longhorns are ready to lead things off, and that's going to be number 21 pitcher and left-handed batter for the Longhorns. It's going to be Braden Lake. And Braden Lake's going to step out of the batter's box and take a beat for the umpire as he calls time for a second. And Braden Lake, his last time out, flew out to first base. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Witt, and a big swing and a miss there by Braden Lake. on the fastball by Tyler Witt, who gets it past Braden Lake. Good job there by Tyler Witt to get ahead of this count 0-2.
Tyler has him just where he wants him right now.
Sure seems that way. Here's the 0-2 pitch.
Oh, yes.
Man, he's going to catch that upper inside corner on Braden Lake for a three-pitch strikeout by Tyler Witt for another strikeout here today. What's he up to, Tommy?
Number eight.
Number eight for Harper.
We haven't seen a strikeout for a couple of innings, but now Tyler's getting back on track.
Just giving his infield some work there. But here with one out, his next batter up is going to be number 10, Malden. Right-handed bat for the Harper Longhorns. So Braden Lake on the strikeout. Connor Malden up.
Malden singled his first time, one of the eight victims.
And with the 0-1 pitch.
Ooh.
Umpire in blue is going to say that one missed the strike zone. Low and away, 1-1.
Nice pitch.
Sure looked like it.
I think Tyler thought so. You see him take those three steps off the mound back towards second base.
It's all right, Tyler. Get your mind off that one. On to the next pitch. Here it is, 1-1. And he's going to put that one almost in the exact same spot.
Tyler came back with curveball just off that outside corner.
So now with one out, nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And a 2-1 count here to Malden. Tyler Witt's going to put that one in that knee-high outside corner beautifully to even up the count at two. And like we mentioned, Tyler Witt looking for strikeout number nine, already eight on the day here in the bottom of the sixth. And that one's not going to be it, but that's going to be a nice play by Logan Tosta as he takes a hop to catch that one just to make sure it doesn't get over his head. And that's going to be a line drive out for the Harper Longhorns, and that's two outs quickly here for the Burton Panthers.
The third baseman, number
so that's two up,
Blaine
two down
Craig.
For Tyler Witt as number 23 for the Longhorns. Blaine Craig is going to come up to the plate. And Blaine Craig has been struck out both of his last times up to bat. And he's going to put the first one on a high fly ball over the netting on the right side, 0-1.
So, I tell you what, it's been a while since I've seen a ball game with all zeros up there.
And a swing and a miss there by Blaine Craig is going to put it 0-2 as Tyler Witt finds himself in a very familiar situation ahead of the count, 0-2.
Tell you what, didn't even come close to catching up on that one.
Nobody out, two outs, nobody on. That's going to make it a situation for Tyler Witt. And as we say that, that's a hard ground ball that comes off the foot of second baseman Logan Tosta. And that's going to be a reach to first base by Blaine Craig, who gets on base for his first time today.
Yes.
And on a strong ground ball hit that just made it a tough play for Tosta to make.
I'm going to have a pinch runner. That'll be number three.
Courtesy runner for the Longhorns, number three, Dusty Tatch.
Did you get that?
Dusty Tatch.
Brings up the Harper shortstop, number three. 18, Williams Spate.
And I'll tell you what, every time that the Harper Longhorns have brought in a pinch runner, it's been a different pinch runner. So good job by the coach over there getting everybody involved.
He's getting everybody involved in this ball game.
So that's going to bring up number 18, William Spaeth, shortstop and right-handed batter for the Longhorns. With a runner on first and two outs, Tyler Witt just lost his three up, three down inning, but he's going to brush that off and look to make this a quick out here and get out of this inning and keep this game scoreless.
Tell you what, Javi, what I'm going to do with that ball from Tosta, ball was hit very well. He was going to have to backhand it, and I'm going to say a base hit.
Yeah, I'm not going to call that one an error as it came off of his shoe. Never got a glove on it. It was just hit really well on a grounder. Good call there, Tommy. So 1-0 count here as the pitch goes outside from Tyler Witt to William Spaeth. Here's his next pitch, and that one's going to get away from the catcher, but not far enough because it wasn't a wild pitch, just a high pitch that he dropped when he was bringing it back into his
good,
body.
Good hustle there.
So that's going to make it 2-0 on the high pitch by Tyler Witt, and he's going to find himself behind the count here, 2-0. So So with two outs and a runner on first in a scoreless ball game, Tyler Witt's going to deliver the pitch on the 2-0 count, and he's going to put this one outside 3-0.
Ooh, I tell you what, we don't...
Yeah,
you don't want to lose this guy.
I hear you. I hear the worry in your voice there, Tommy, because last time he went up, he went behind the count 3-0. It did not look good. Yeah, but he's going to get right back on track on that knee-high outside corner to bring this count to 3-1. Tyler Witt, let's see if he can fight back and make this a full count here or maybe even get a ground out or something like that.
Nice
to really
comeback pitch.
Help this situation and end this inning. 3-1, here it is, and that's going to be right down the middle. Base hit, grounder.
Base hit
over to center field that gets away from the center field.
Oh, no.
Well, deep into center field, and that's going to be one run scored here for the Harper Longhorns. And not what you want to see there from the Burton Panthers. A pitch that was hit very well on a ground ball down the middle. Can't take that away from the batter, but at the end of the day, it was a ball that just got away there from the center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. It gets under his glove and rolls and rolls and rolls. I mean, that rolled for about 15 feet before Ruben Rodriguez was able to get up to it, and that allows a run to score in. And no longer are we scoreless as the Harper Longhorns have taken a 1-0 lead on the Burton Panthers here in the bottom of the sixth.
Exactly what we said, who was going to make the first mistake. And Rodriguez just came up, and that ball just went right underneath his glove, right in between his legs. As you said, 15 to 30 feet back. The runner from first scored easily.
And that's going to be – oh, that is a triple.
Oh, yeah, the runner's on third.
So that's an RBI triple there for William Spaeth as Jalen Wilson.
Well, it'll be a single and an error by the center fielder.
Correct, yes. Single and an error. Nonetheless, we have a runner on third for the Longhorns. And with two outs, that is a devastating situation for the Burton Panthers.
What you don't want here is you don't want pass ball. Oh, good.
Great job there by Tyler Witt. Comes back with some absolute heat up in the strike zone on Jalen Wilson to make it a 1-2 count here. And he's one strike away from getting out of this with only one run scored. And that was going to be
reaching for one.
Tyler Witt's going to get under it, and he's going to make the catch, and that's going to keep it at a 1-0 ball game. And on the single and an error by center fielder Ruben Rodriguez, the Harper Longhorns are able to score a run. We got ourselves a 1-0 ball game going into the top of the seventh. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
All right, as we come back here for the top of the seventh inning, if you're looking for Burton softball, stay tuned as that will be on the alternate stream on the KWHI app or KWHI.com if you're wanting to watch the Burton softball game. That will start at 6:30. But back here to Buda where the Burton Panthers are taking on the Harper Longhorns, and you're going to hear the cheers there, because to lead off the top of the seventh inning, that's going to be Ryder Biggs leading off with a good single with a line drive over into left field, and up comes Ruben Rodriguez, who will be looking to make up for his mistake there that allowed the run to come in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Harper Longhorns. So big at-bat here for Ruben Rodriguez with the runner on first.
Coach Thaler knows his hitters here. Ooh, whoa.
Ooh, and on the pickoff attempt there, that one was as close as it gets there by Braden Lake. Good job there by Ryder Biggs to dive back in time and get back on base. And another pickoff attempt.
Tell you what, the one thing I'm going to say about Biggs, he had a really, really good lead over there at first base.
Yep, and he's going to take that lead again. He's not scared at all. He doesn't care that they're trying to pick him off. He's going to try to get that lead, see what he can do, and that's going to be a throw up high in the strike zone. And that's going to be a 1-0 count to Ruben Rodriguez, who was showing bunt there.
Hey, good eye there by Rodriguez. I like the idea that you're cleanup hitter, but you got to play statistics here now.
Ruben Rodriguez, here it is. He's going to bunt that one down beautifully down the first baseline. He's got some wheels on him. Is he going to get there? The throw's high, and that's going to put over the third base as Ryder Biggs slides into third. The ball's going to get away from the third baseman, and that's going to bring around Ryder Biggs to score and even up this ball game. Exactly what the Burton Panthers needed after going down 1-0 in the sixth. They're able to, with zero outs, tie this back up at one in the top of the seventh. With Ruben Rodriguez, the same man who made the error for the Harper Longhorns to score, puts down a beautiful bunt, and after two errors by the Harper Longhorns, that is going to tie this ball game up at one.
Oh my goodness. Exactly what we said here. It was a high throw by the pitcher to first base. Went over his head. Good job there by the second baseman backing it up. Biggs never stopping. High throw to third. Gets past him at third. Biggs scores easily.
And that was just you could not ask for a better bunt there from Ruben Rodriguez.
Oh, it was a beautiful bunt. That was textbook.
Yeah, we were just talking about how the fundamentals were lacking a little bit for the earlier bunters. Ruben Rodriguez puts that bat right out in front of the plate, catches it beautifully like he was catching the ball, and puts it right down the first baseline, and he just got on his horse and had some wheels down to first base and made it a high-pressure throw for Braden Lake, and he misses it upstairs.
A great opportunity here for the Panthers to come back and score another run to go ahead and take the lead.
Yeager.
And that's going to be Eli Yeager up to bat with a runner in scoring position. That's Ruben Rodriguez on second base.
I'm not totally for sure I wouldn't bunt here.
Left-handed batter Eli Yeager against the lefty Braden Lake. And Braden Lake on the first breaking ball was able to catch Eli Yeager looking, but on the second one just doesn't find the strike zone. 1-1. And the rain's starting to come down here a little bit.
Yes, it is. It's coming back.
And with the 1-1 count, that one's going to be left outside by Braden Lake. 2-1 count here. And how the momentum has shifted in this ballgame.
Has definitely shifted back to the Panthers' favor now.
And that one's going to be upstairs. That's going to make it 3-1 now. Three balls in a row here by Braden Lake. With a runner on second, that is Ruben Rodriguez. Here's a 3-1 pitch, and that one's going to be in the dirt, and Eli Yeager will take his bag. So after tying up the game on two errors, the Burton Panthers now have a runner on first and second in a tie ball game with the most important stat of those, Tommy, no outs yet.
No outs. And that was Lake's first walk today.
And out comes coach for the Harper Longhorns. He's going to have a talk with Braden Lake. You thinking pitching change here, or I don't see anybody warming up over in the bullpen.
I don't see a pitching change here.
Just looks like he's going to do what Coach Thaler did earlier with Tyler Witt and settle his pitcher's nerves, because clearly there's some pitches getting away from him. He was also the first one to commit an error on the scoring play as he put the throw up high on the bunt over to first base.
I'm a little bit concerned about the weather now.
Well, Tommy, I know you're concerned about our equipment here, but you know how what the rules are with this kind of weather.
Yeah.
If it's rain, we're okay, especially on a turf field. But not as long as there's no lightning, we should be fine.
13, right. The
part that I'm concerned about is look like this weather. I'd love to see this game get completed because this weather looked like now it could hang around a little while.
Yes, it does. And number 13 up to bat, and he's going to put it on a foul ball down the right side high over the netting. That's Braden Martin, catcher and right-handed batter for the Panthers.
Tell you what, Martin is fly to left and out 5-3.
Right fielder Ethan Ballard with the put out.
And as you hear some complaints there by the Harper faithful, they're trying to say that after the fly ball out to right field, they're saying that second baseman may have left early from second base, but the umpire does not see him that way, and we will take that as that's now going to put Ruben Rodriguez on third base. Runners on the corners here with one out, though, and that's going to bring up number 12, Brady Griffin. So great job there by Braden Martin to give himself up and get his runner to third.
I think the rule states that if he left too early, the umpire would automatically call him out. I thought that was a rule change a number of years ago.
Yes, sir. I believe that is the rule. But, you know.
We're good.
Yeah, we'll take it. I mean, clearly the Harper fans want to see it their way, but the umpire doesn't see it that way, and that's going to put runners on the corners. And number 12 is going to put that one on a foul ball down the left side, down the third base line. That's Brady Griffin. As the rain starts to come down a little bit harder here.
Jaeger running on the pitch. A little hit and run there.
Maybe a steal attempt? Let's see what Coach Thaler gives him as Braden Lake's going to look over to first base. And he...
Tell you what, an excellent job here by the Panthers, not giving up with that leadoff single there by Ryder Biggs.
And
there
this one down the third baseline. That's
there it
squeezed
is.
Squeezed past the third baseman, Craig, and that's going to be another run as Ruben Rodriguez is going to come in to score and give the Burton Panthers a 2-1 lead in this ball game in the top of the seventh inning. I'll tell you what, Tommy, after an exciting pitcher's duel throughout this entire game, we have had an exciting bottom of the sixth and a top of the seventh to make this a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers.
That was the second hit in a row for Brady Griffin.
First and second for the Panthers, one down. Brings to the plate third baseman, number 18, Houston Hody.
And really what that hit was a nice ground ball that gets under the glove of the third baseman.
There's another hit.
Plenty of power. And this one going to get past the shortstop. But good job by the left fielder for the Harper Longhorns, Connor Malden, to come up and cut that one off. And that, nonetheless, even though that was a good play to cut it off and keep another run from coming in, the bases are now loaded with only one out here. The Burton Panthers have an opportunity to put some insurance runs in here with Isaac Modis up to bat.
Now batting for the Panthers, D.H.
Rain coming down just a little bit harder.
It's getting gradually worse, but we're going to go ahead and deal with that as we want to end this game with a perfect situation here. Bases loaded, only one out, and designated hitter Isaac Modis up to bat. First pitch going to be up and away, 1-0.
And what the umpires will do here is they're going to do everything humanly possible to get this game in.
So with the 1-0 count, here it is. Now it's going to be popped up to the right side over the netting by Modis. 1-1. One. This is going to be a high pop-up that is going to go foul territory, but up comes Braden Lake, and he's not going to miss this catch. That's going to be the second out of the inning as Braden Lake on a good hustle play makes his way from the pitcher's mound over to the first base foul territory to make the catch
right
in front of the Burton Panthers dugout. That's going to be two outs for the Burton Panthers. For the Burton Panthers, as we get back to the top of the lineup, is going to be number 11, Tyler Witt, pitcher and right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers.
Okay, Witt with an excellent opportunity to add to his cause.
Bases loaded, two outs.
Ooh.
And that one, a swing and a miss by Tyler Witt as a breaking ball goes underneath the bat there. 0-1.
Lake came with a big curveball there, and Tyler just couldn't catch up to it.
0-1, here's the pitch, and that one will be up and away to Tyler Witt, 1-1. And two outs, not the ideal situation, but, you know, Tommy, you taught me, most runs in baseball are scored with two outs.
Two outs, great point.
1-1 with two outs, here it is, and that a breaking ball by Lake is not going to catch the strike zone and going to draw some complaints from the Harper faithful here in the stands.
The curveball broke well, but it did break too late and held up high.
So that's 2-1. This one's going to be well up high. 3-1 now to Tyler Witt. Good job here getting ahead of the count. So 3-1 with two outs. Bases loaded situation for the Burton Panthers after taking a 2-1 run, a 2-1 lead here in the top of the seventh.
We'll take a walk here.
Here's the pitch, and that one,
and
they're going to give you exactly what you want, Tommy, as that's going to be after two very high pitches. That next one's going to be low and inside, and that's going to be a walk to Tyler Witt. And with bases loaded, that's going to drive in a run, 3-1.
Not bad. 3-1
ball game here.
Second baseman, number 4, Logan Tosta.
And I believe that was Eli Yeager scoring.
That is correct.
So Eli Yeager comes in to give a two-run lead, and that's going to be a line drive up to left field, and that's going to be a base hit. One run scores. Around third comes the second run. He's going to make it in. That's Houston Hody for the second run, and that's going to be a 5-1. A 5-1 lead here for the Burton Panthers as you hear the crowd going crazy over on the Burton side because after what seemed like a dire situation going into the top of the seventh, down one run to nothing in a pitcher's duel, it is now 5-1 in favor of the Burton Panthers. And up comes Ryder Biggs with runners on the corners. And that was a 2-RBI single for Tyler Witt. Getting it done on the mound and at the plate. And on the pitch, off is going to step the batter, number 3, Ryder Biggs. Oh, I apologize. I believe that was Logan Tosta with the 2-RBI single.
You got that right. Great base hit there by Tosta.
And umpire is going to come out there. Umpire is going to come back behind the pitcher, reposition himself.
And we have now batted around.
And this is going to be upstairs. Make this a 2-0 count here with as the runner. Oh, that's what happened. Runner advanced to second. That's Tosta now at second. And over on third is Tyler Witt.
Big started all this with a leadoff single.
And he's going to put this one on a high fly ball just a little early on that one. Man, if he would have adjusted his timing on that one, that may have been a huge play there. But Ryder Biggs already made a big play here in the top of the seventh inning as he was the man to get on base that represented the tying run, and he came in to score. And now seems like a lifetime ago because now it's 5-1 in favor of the Burton Panthers, all five runs being scored here in the seventh inning. And he's going to foul this next one back into the netting. Two balls, two strikes with two outs and two runners on in scoring position. What is Ryder Biggs going to do here, or is Braden Lake going to get out of this trouble? Here's the pitch, 2-2, and Biggs is going to put this one high, fly ball into shallow center field. Can the fielder make the play? He can. Good catch there by center fielder Jalen Wilson. And that's going to retire the side, but not before the damage has been done, as the Burton Panthers now lead this game 5-1 against the Harper Longhorns. And the Harper Longhorns are in a hole that they're going to try to dig themselves out of here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we'll be back with that bottom of the seventh inning with the Burton Panthers leading 5-1 against the Harper Longhorns after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
All right, as we come back here for the bottom of the seventh inning in beautiful Buda, Texas, but I'll tell you what, the weather is not quite beautiful right now as we're getting a bit of rain here, so umbrellas are out and plentiful in the stands. But you know what we do have that's beautiful is this ball game, Tommy. After what has been a pitcher's duel through 5.5 innings, the Harper Longhorns were able to open up the scoring off of an error by the Panthers in the bottom of the sixth inning to take a 1-0 lead. And in the top of the seventh, to say that the Burton Panthers responded would be an understatement, as they scored 5 runs in the top of the seventh to take a 5-1 lead here.
No doubt about it. You know, it started off and did exactly what they needed to do. Ryder Biggs comes up, gets that big leadoff single, and from there it just steamrolled on. And good job there, good effort there in that top of the seventh by Burton Panthers.
And here in the bottom of the seventh is going to be Jax Bounds for the Harper Longhorns, ready to lead things off for them. He's going to take the first one upstairs for a ball. And Jax Bounds, his last time out, did single in the fifth inning. And he's going to put this one fouled on the left-hand side, 1-1.
Struck out his first at-bat, and as you said, singled his last at-bat.
So here it is, 1-1, Tyler Witt to Bounds, and that one's going to be outside of the strike zone. Umpire's going to say that one's upstairs. Not by much, though, 2-1.
Tell you what, the big key is, Javi, look up on that scoreboard. 4 errors for Harper.
Yep, that is true. And that's going to be up high, 3-1 now for Tyler Witt, as he finds himself behind the count, 3-1.
And Kyle just needs to throw strikes now.
Let's see if he does it here. And he does. Swing and a miss there by Jax Bounds. He's going to fill up the count 3-2. And on that note, Tommy, we did mention before the game, it would all come down to, in these playoff situations, those plays of inches. On those small mistakes, who's going to make more mistakes is usually who is going to lose a playoff game. And next one, Tyler Witt with a mistake of his own there, leaves the pitch upstairs. And that's going to be a walk for to lead this bottom of the seventh off for the Harper Longhorns. Is going to put Jax Bounds on first base.
And we're going to have a pinch runner that will be
number nine,
Tate Garrett.
Tate Garrett, nine, as Tate we get another different pinch base. Hitter. Coach for the Harbor Longhorns really is. I got to commend him because in a playoff game, he's making sure to get all of his boys involved. All of his pinch hitters are coming in. I believe that's the fourth time we've had a pinch hitter and the fourth different pinch hitter we've had. And up, it's going to come up that, speaking of coach, he's going to come up for the Harper Longhorns and have a talk with his batter. That's number one, Ethan Ballard, right-handed batter. Oh, no, he's going to have a talk with the umpire here. And it looks like he just had a question for the announcers there. Back to his position is the umpire, and back to his position is coach for the Harper Longhorns.
I'm trying to figure out what he was intending to do there.
So, not sure exactly, but here comes one of the Harper Longhorns to have a conversation in the press box. So, maybe we'll get to eavesdrop a little bit here. So here we go with the next batter for the Harper Longhorns. It's going to be Ethan Ballard, and he's going to foul this one back.
I think he was the batting order.
Gotcha. So we're just getting an update on the batter's order. Looks like what Coach was asking was who's up to bat. Better safe than sorry with those batting out of order situations, as that will result in an out if you do bat out of order. So on the 1-1 count here to Ethan Ballard, here's the pitch from Tyler Witt. This is going to be popped up into right field, shallow right field. The right fielder is going to call off the shortstop, and the second baseman come up to make the catch. And
right fielder Brady Griffin with the
foul. That was Brady Griffin coming up to call off Logan Tosta and make the catch for the first out of the inning. Still a runner on first. That's Jax Bounds, who had a leadoff walk here to start the bottom of the seventh inning. And we're going to get back to the top of the order here. Drew Chandler for the Harper Longhorns, who his only time getting on base so far today was on a fielder's choice in the fifth inning. Other than that, he was thrown out 4-3. And, oh, I apologize. He was actually the leadoff hitter that got hit by pitch to start this ball game off.
Exactly.
But to say the least, Tyler Witt, ever since that first pitch got away from him, has completely settled in and thrown a heck of a ball game here. So Ethan Ballard, after flying out to right field.
We got a pitching change.
Oh, is that so? Number three coming
is that
out.
Ryder Biggs?
I don't believe so. It's going to be number three.
No. Yes, it is. It's Ryder Biggs.
Oh, it is. Wrong score sheet. That'd be Ryder Biggs up to pitch for the Burton Panthers.
I think the other thing I'm thinking about now, the pitch count on Tyler Witt.
Now, while I understand that sentiment, you also have to think, is Ryder Biggs the pitcher for the next game? Because the rule is, if he throws more than 30 pitches, he's not going to be able to pitch in that next game.
That is correct. Great point.
So with number 24 on deck, Drew Chandler for the Harper Longhorns, we're going to give Ryder Biggs a chance to warm up here. We'll be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors after the warm up.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Back for the bottom of the seventh inning after the pitching change for the Burton Panthers. That is Ryder Biggs coming in for Tyler Witt. And just to catch up here in the bottom of the seventh is a 2-1 count here to Chandler of the Longhorns is a right-handed batter, and he's going to pop one up left field. Looking at it is Hody, and he's going to let that one fall, but in foul territory. Just misjudged it there. We do have a little bit of wind, and it was a high fly ball, so could have gotten lost in the wind there.
Well, it's, you know, in so many cases what happens in a ball that you should have made a play on, the hitter comes up and gets a base hit or something strange happens. So let's see if we can keep that from happening at this point.
So that's going to be a 2-2 count here to Chandler. Here's a pitch from Biggs, and that one's going to be outside. Fill up the count, 3-2.
I tell you what, what Ryder needs to do here, he just needs to throw strikes and let the infielders make plays.
And notice something about his batting stance here. Oh, that's going to be a chopper over to third base. Odie's going to make the throw to second, and a fantastic play there. And that's going to be an out at second for the second out of the inning. It's going to keep a runner on first with a fielder's choice. But nonetheless, two outs here and one out away. The Harper Longhorns are down to their last out to try to make something happen down four runs.
Harper, second baseman number two, Bryson Denton.
And we have a courtesy runner again.
And that's Bryson Denton. He is in the starting lineup. He's batting, I believe, second in the
number
lineup.
Eight, courtesy runner, Chase Hawkins.
Hawkins, courtesy runner for Chandler.
Correct. That's Hawkins going up, and that is Denton up to bat. So here's number two, Bryson Denton for the Harper Longhorns. And the Longhorns, like I mentioned, down to their last out. And his last time out, Bryson Denton did reach base on a fielder's choice.
Denton struck out his first at bat, had a single, and then a fielder's choice.
So here's the one. So after the first one is outside, it's 1-0 count here to Denton, and the pickoff attempt there by Ryder Biggs is going to be unsuccessful to first base. Down to their last out here. Here's Bryson Denton. He's going to take this one. Good eye there. That one inside on the pitch and a little high, 2-0.
And Ryder just needs to come here and throw strikes.
And that one going to be right on cue there for Tommy. 2-1 now as that one catches that knee-high outside corner. And that one's going to be a ground ball down second base. And that one should be the ball game.
Oh, yes.
But the umpire's going to say he stepped on the bag in time. And that's going to draw some jeers here from the Harper faithful. But nonetheless, the umpire made the call out at second. And that's going to do it for game one of this doubleheader. And that's the Burton Panthers winning the game 5-1 after a tremendous comeback after giving up one run in the sixth. They come back and score 5 in the seventh to win the ball game 5-1. And keep in mind, this is the UIL playoffs. Don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2025 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 5th through June 7th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. So that does it, folks, here in beautiful Buda, Texas, with a little bit of rough weather out in the beautiful hill country out here. That is the Burton Panthers winning game one of a doubleheader 5-1 in this playoff series, best of three series. And the key to that game, Tommy, was, of course, the errors. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All right, back here to beautiful Buda, Texas, where the Burton Panthers just took game one of the best of three series against the Harper Longhorns, and not in unexciting fashion there. The game, of course, was dictated by errors, as the Harper Longhorns were able to score on an error by the Burton Panthers, and then the Burton Panthers were able to score their first run on a couple of errors by the Harper Longhorns. And what would you say were the keys to that game, Tommy, besides those errors?
The big key in that top of the seventh inning was you had Ryder Biggs coming up. Ryder Biggs leads off with a single to put a runner at first base with nobody out. And then, of course, Rodriguez comes up, lays down an absolute perfect bunt, and that's when the error barrage started. And the Burton Panthers did just an excellent job of taking advantage of the Longhorn miscues.
Yeah, and the error barrage is the exact perfect way to put it there, Tommy, because that was on the bunt, a high throw from the pitcher to first base, gets over the head of first baseman. That moves the runner over and then allows Ryder Biggs to get over to third, and then the throw into third is up over the head of the third baseman and scores Ryder Biggs. And from there, the runs just kept coming for the Burton Panthers. And today, I would be remiss to say that to not say that the weather has played a part here today. When you see errors and it's a rainy day, you can't help but think that the weather had something to do with those errors. It's a wet ball, a wet field. Your footing isn't right, especially on a turf field where it's really slippery. You definitely had some protests over on the Harper side and some protests over on the Burton side. But at the end of the day, the winner was the Burton Panthers, and they did well in doing so.
It was such a great point that you brought up. But the one thing and the key point is Burton did a better job of handling the conditions than the Harper Longhorns did.
That's totally correct. At the end of the day, both teams have to play in the exact same conditions, and it's all about who adapts more. We mentioned it before the game. It's all going to be about those small plays, those minor mistakes that are going to make the difference, and they certainly did in this game one. We'll be back with some more postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, back here to Hayes ISD baseball field where the game just ended up, and we just did our wrap-up with a 5-1 victory for the Burton Panthers in game one of a best-of-three series against the Harper Longhorns. And, Tommy, we got to do a quick weather update because as the rain was coming down, it left for a little bit and started to come down again. And that's going to play a huge part, as it did in the first game, with that second game. And also, we should be back after about 20, 30 minutes for the second head of this doubleheader. But, again, all going to depend on this weather. I don't see any lightning in the area, but we'll find some wood to knock out, make sure we're not jinxing that, as we've had our share of weather delays here in the past week.
We definitely have had weather delays. We're getting, now it's going to be into the hands of the umpires, but as long as it's not raining, I feel quite certain that the ball game is going to get started on time, and then we'll wait and see what happens after that with the weather.
Yeah, and as I'm looking at the weather report here, we're looking at 74 degrees with a light drizzle, so no forecast of thunderstorms in the area, which is a great sign to get this game going, because as long as it's just rain, we'll keep this ball game going. There's no rules against playing in the rain, especially on a turf field. Shouldn't make a huge difference, though it is a little slippier than dirt. You don't have to bring the tarp over rain because it drains really nicely. So that looks like we're going to be all right to start the next game. And we'll be back after a final word from our sponsors. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back for the pregame of the second head of this doubleheader.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs, and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, and time for the post-game wrap-up here for game one of a doubleheader between the Burton Panthers and the Longhorns of Harper out here in Buda, Texas, out in the hill country. And it was a 5-1 victory for the Burton Panthers. And if you're still waiting for that softball game of the Burton Lady Panthers, that'll get started here in just a couple minutes. And that's going to be on the alternate stream, which you can find on the KWHI app on the App Store or Google Play Store. Or on KWHI.com, just go to the alternate stream and click. It'll take you to the link. For now, we're going to do a quick wrap-up. It was a 5-1 ball game. Again, like we mentioned, the biggest key of that game was the errors with the Harper Longhorns just committing a couple more errors than the Burton Panthers, and that was the difference in the ball game. A bit of a misleading final score there, 5-1. It was an extremely close ball game between these two sides. It was every bit of a pitcher's duel for six innings, where both pitchers going back to back. I believe Tyler Witt had 9 strikeouts before he was pulled from the game for Ryder Biggs, who was able to come in and finish this off. And any final thoughts from you, Tommy?
Just very brief. Just give credit to both ball clubs. It's just that air barrage again. I'll say it one more time. Very, very critical for the Harper Longhorns in that inning. Congratulations. Great comeback victory there for the Burton Panthers.
Couldn't have put it better myself, Tommy. And after this post-game wrap-up, we're going to have a quick final word from our sponsors. But stay tuned, because the pregame for the Game 2 of this doubleheader is about to begin.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tilleman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.